Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In Little Rock, Arkansas this morning, police are collecting evidence following a shooting overnight at a nightclub. At least 17 people were injured. Michael Hiblin is with our Little Rock member station, KUAR. He spoke to us a short time ago from outside the club.
One striking scene, this nightclub was on the second floor of the building, and apparently once the gunfire rang out, a lot of people escaped by jumping from the second floor down to the ground level. So it's possible some of the people injured in this shooting were actually injured jumping through windows that were closed to get down to the ground.
The Arkansas Democrat Gazette says others may have been injured during the rush for the exits. Police believe some sort of dispute led to the shooting.
8:35 at your station for news and culture in Arkansas, KUAR. A shooting in downtown Little Rock at a nightclub. Injured, they're saying, about 17 people. No fatalities in that. We have a reporter on the scene, KUAR News Director Michael Hiblin, who joins us live.
Well, David, I'm across the street right now from the Power Ultra Lounge. This is at the corner of Louisiana and 6th Street here in downtown Little Rock. And police are saying that apparently there was a dispute inside this nightclub as a concert was going on. This was a rapper who was performing here, and at some point there was a dispute. Gunfire rang out, and as you said, 17 people were injured. Police have the block cordoned off at this point, obviously, given the nature of other events that have happened around the country with a mass shooting at a nightclub. There was a swift response here by Little Rock Police. But at this point, they say this does not appear to be any kind of targeted terror attack or an active shooter, but rather some kind of dispute that broke out between the people inside. And the most striking thing I can describe here, this nightclub apparently was on the second floor of this building. And apparently when the gunfire rang out, it looks like a lot of people just jumped through windows. There are a lot of broken windows on the second floor of this building where apparently it looks like people just once gunfire began, just jumped through these closed windows, breaking the glass. There's an awning on the first floor, an entrance to first floor business here. And it looks like at least one person must have landed on that awning because it is damaged. But police have been out here for the last many hours collecting evidence. I'm looking at a crime scene search unit van that's now parked in front of the nightclub, and police have been walking around, picking up items from the ground, putting them into brown paper bags, and continuing their investigation. David?
Michael, are the suspected shooters among the injured, do they think, or did they flee?
At this point, I don't know because police have not come out here and given a statement to reporters. They've been continuing their investigation. So I've picked up a little bit of information via what's been posted to the Little Rock Police Department's Twitter feed. And we do know that one person was in critical condition at one point, but that person's condition has been upgraded. Whether or not there were the shooters were apprehended. There are a lot of details that we still don't know at this point.
And this next question would fall into that category as well. But the implication is, I wonder if you're thinking along the same lines I am. The implication is that if it was a dispute, that the original targets were known possibly to the shooters.
Quite possibly, though we don't know yet, but it does sound like this was an incident rather than any kind of random attack.
Right, or other motivation related to terrorism. And the reason we mention that, of course, is the last mass nightclub shooting that we heard about in this country was in Orlando with a Pulse nightclub. And that certainly had a terror motivation, but that's not expected to be the case here.
Yeah, at this point, it's sounding like this was rather simply a dispute that broke out between people during the concert. But we should have a better idea here soon. Hopefully police will be speaking with us soon.
All right. Thank you, Michael Hiblin, on the scene at the Power Ultra nightclub in Little Rock, where a shooting overnight has injured a number of people who were taken to the hospital. 17 is the last count of those injured, but no fatalities in that shooting earlier today. Michael Hiblin on the scene for KUAR.